Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at WCBE.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And Johnny?
Yep.
This Saturday, we have Cinema Classics at the Gateway Film Center.
That's right.
African Queen.
An apt classic.
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart, Katharine Hepburn. A great movie to kind of enjoy in the doldrums of winter. It's so tropical. And it gives you such a sense of humidity and sweat and smell.
Well, for the cast, everybody got sick, but John Huston, the director, yep. and Humphrey Bogart. And the reason they did is that they were drinking alcohol the whole time.
Nothing could survive in their bloodstream.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
Those guys.
And at one point, they had to construct a giant raft and put the boat or a mock-up of the boat on top of that raft to do shots that would have the water in the background, mm-hmm. but they needed to be close up and they needed to be in the boat. So it was quite a difficult technical task to be there.
It wasn't common practice for a Hollywood production to shoot on location like that, and especially shoot on location in a place as inhospitable as Africa.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of ahead of its time in that regard. Yeah. And they didn't have...
Much of the film, at least half the film, was done in England. It was bad enough that when Katharine Hepburn was playing the piano, they had a bucket beside her so she could throw up into it because she was so sick. Bogey also, besides his liquor, had the comfort of Lauren Bacall with him.
Sure.
For Casablanca, things didn't work out quite that well when his wife came, and she was insanely jealous about Ingrid Bergman. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Katharine Hepburn plays an aging spinster missionary.
Yes.
She lives with her brother in Africa. He dies, and then she's trying to get out of there, jumps on a riverboat with Humphrey Bogart, who is a souse.
For Bogart, this was the only film for which he won the Oscar.
Yeah. And well, it's an amazing performance, and he's not asked to do anything out of his range, but it's just such a nice variation of his tough guy persona. It's a fun performance. Both actors give amazingly entertaining performances.
Yeah, it's easier for her because she has kind of an upper class quality to her no matter what she does. So playing that uptight spinster and then softening with him is an easier go, I think, for her.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's great in that movie is because of its time period, they don't explicitly say that the characters have had sex.
Yes.
But you know that they have had sex because of the change in her demeanor. Her character regards Charlie Allnut in a completely different way. And you know that she's regarding him in the basque of the afterglow of lovemaking.
And they even had to change the ending to get them married aboard the boat. For England or America, really a captain doesn't have the power to marry aboard ship. But they did that in order to keep the motion picture code just right.
Is that right?
The two of them take off.
I love that. It's really supremely entertaining in that classic Hollywood sense. It also represents a transition between old Hollywood and new Hollywood. She clearly moved into an older woman, matriarchal sort of
a great Hepburn. Move for her. And when you're talking 1951, you're talking post-World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a kind of a different take on some of the international tensions. While you have the German gunboat that they're going after, you're kind of still lingering with that, but there's something more provincial about it. It's just, you know, in Africa, it's just kind of a local warfare going on, but it really has international implications, mm-hmm. but less so than any of the World War II films.
So if you enjoy this movie, another movie you might want to check out for a little context is White Hunter, Black Heart.
Oh, I love that.
Clint Eastwood's fictionalized account of the making of The African Queen. Totally ignored because it came out at a time when Eastwood wasn't being taken as seriously as a director as he was post Unforgiven.
Katharine Hepburn wrote about the making of The African Queen, in which she gives a great deal of time to her interaction with Lauren Bacall, who became one of her very close friends at that time. So everything, if you like the making of her book on The African Queen, is a delightful read. Who might have played these roles?
And so you got a list.
I do. Now, female lead was originally offered to Betty Davis.
Okay.
And David Niven.
I can see Betty Davis. I can't see Niven.
Right. And with James Mason.
I don't see James Mason doing it. It is a great movie. We hope you come down to the Gateway Film Center to see it Saturday at 1:30 p.m. and then again Thursday, January 10th.
Correct.
At 7 p.m. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.